it stays back in rescue mode. Go ahead and pull it back, Brian, and put it in water tower.
Just a shout off of I-70 in tiny Dumont, Colorado, volunteers train at the Clear Creek Fire Department two nights a month, learning to save lives.
We'll go through it when we get up there, but these ladders have two options. There's a water tower mode.
Georgetown attorney David Taylor has been known to rush to an emergency with his fire gear over his business clothes.
We had a really big structure fire, I guess about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. And yeah, I was in suit and tie, so I lost my jacket.
Clear Creek, which spreads over 30 miles of highway and three mountain passes, logs more than 1,000 calls a year, most of which require medical treatment. Still, some of its firefighters don't have basic first responder training, and the state doesn't require it. This is Mickey Trost of the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control.
For the certifications for first responders, there isn't a state mandate on the training because it's a local decision on what the requirements are going to be for that agency and for those responders.
Clear Creek Fire Chief Kelly Babian is fine with that because in an all-volunteer force like his, more state regulations spell disaster for recruiting.
I think that would make it difficult for some departments to have people available. You know, in the volunteer world, I think requiring that might cause some issues.
With only a few thousand residents to choose from, Babian is lucky to have three Flight for Life nurse volunteers, including Fire Captain Peter Werlin. He insists one person with basic medical training is enough to save a life.
And it's scary, especially in some of our smaller places. You might be the only one. But if you can get that defibrillator on and get that person shocked, that's where the life gets saved.
In Clear Creek, where the freeway roars parallel to mountain towns, firefighters are often rushing against time to respond to deadly crashes.
A fancy helicopter, a paramedic ambulance does nothing if you don't have a volunteer or citizen rescuer starting things as early as possible.
California's firefighters are also mostly volunteer, but in the San Diego area, a dollar tacked on to car registration fees brings in millions for highway safety equipment. Colorado fire chiefs have pushed for this, but it's never passed the state legislature.
Nothing gets moved until a disaster happens. And the famous last words for any rural government is, it'll never happen here. Well, everything, you know, and things do happen. Airplane crashes and, you know, bad automobile accidents. And it goes, you know, on and on and on.
John Decker is a retired Department of Defense firefighter now volunteering in Westcliff in southern Colorado. He's seen departments in smaller areas hurting because fewer people means less tax dollars for the most basic needs.
And they had 12 firefighters and they covered three counties. And they had a structure fire. They had to go to the post office to recruit a driver to drive their tanker.
In Clear Creek County, where the highway shoulders tinder dry forests and miles of treacherous mountain trails, the fire department is doing a balancing act, monitoring activity, which can go terribly wrong at any time.
So the amount of people who pass through this corridor really have no idea what goes on to help make them safe.
If you find yourself in need of medical attention in Colorado, hope it's someone like Peter Werlin who gets the call. Carol McKinley, Colorado Public News.